Ecodynamic Unified Field Theory, written by Z. Charnot, May 24th, 1990, in two parts. This is part one. An ecodynamic unified field theory has been flowing. This may be the single most significant insight or discovery of my life, or perhaps anyone else's. Number one, the whole of physics can be recast into the terms of force, form, and motion, space, time, and substance, number, sequence, territory, scale, duration, and rate. This last phrase has the added components of number and scale beyond my prior formulations. Number two, the function of force is to change. The function of form is to bound, limit, or define. The function of motion is to relate by means of range changes of interaction and acceleration, or the transformation of charge into field, opening the domain. Number three, force changes the posture, the position, or the state of form. Force changes the direction or the rate of motion. The equivalence of effect of mass and inertia can be seen when the motion component of kinetic energy at any given temperature can be exchanged for the mass component in the behavior of a gas especially. Number four, a general formula may be written: force equals form or substance times the second form all over the motion squared. This formula parallels F equals M prime times M double prime times C over D squared, or F equals Q prime times Q double prime times C over D squared. A similar formula exists for magnetic monopoles. The impact of relativity can be seen in the D squared term, which really becomes D to the 2.000006. I would like to restate it all as: what we mean by force has a value-following relationship to what we mean by form or substance. For example, mass, charge, field, as a two-body interaction or exchange between two forms, divided by the distance or change in distance, defined by either a constant, a changing motion, or relative stillness. The caution must prevail that while science attempts to isolate and define, indeed, it is impossible to isolate and define. We cannot consider that a two-body formula can ever be defined without acknowledging all or every other form, substance, or force influencing or affecting the state, the being, or behavior, the doing, of a subject, form, substance, or field at some range of interaction with some kind and some degree of relative motion. The equivalence between mass and energy lies in the nature of what we have called the charge. This may be the so-called whole charge of an electron, a positron, or a proton, but it may also involve the fractional charges of quarks: up, down, charming, strange, beautiful, or true, the names of the six quarks. There is no energy without pattern. There is no pattern without energy. We must thus see that the equivalence between mass and energy is only completely specified by the patterns of the charges, the charge fractions, and their motions and the energy. This defines quantum mechanics. Similarities and differences are major parameters of pattern and determine the behavior of charge interactions. Similarity allows an attractive force of resonant oscillation. Differences give rise to the patterns of uniqueness and complementarity. Go to part 2.